The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show that highlights the importance of words. Consider us your cool teachers in spoken word and poetry, the literary, creativity in general, whether you're in a traditional classroom setting, homeschooling, unschooling, or you just simply want to learn something new. See things in a different perspective. On today's episode, take a deep breath. We shall inhale, exhale. Do this with me, Marty.
Okay.
Inhale. Exhale. Yes, we shall inhale, exhale. Find meaning while channeling our headspace to relaxation.
I'm already relaxed.
Yeah, to mindfulness, to wellness.
Aw.
Marty.
Yes.
Where would you go for a week of wellness?
I think you've mentioned this to me years ago, and I'm very curious still. I want to try the Vipassana meditation.
Ah, okay.
How about you, Cookie?
Me, I'm thinking Bhutan, Varanasi, India, and probably Bali and China.
Wow, so extensive. Uh-huh.
Well, Bhutan, because they embraced democracy and included GNP, Gross National Happiness, within their constitution.
Ooh.
Varanasi for a guided walk, so I could explore their religious and spiritual practices. Remember, we have tried Ekamra walks, visiting temples in Bhubaneshwar a few Christmases ago.
Yes.
I'm sure I will find meaning in it too.
That's true.
Maybe you should join me.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And I will restore my balance in Bali, reconnecting with nature.
Aww.
That would be my source of ecotherapy, my meditation.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Also China for Tai Chi. And herbal remedies.
Ah, yeah.
Medicines.
That's true.
Yep. What about treats, activities? What would be your ideal wellness immersion?
Oh, I think I would love to have an acupuncture or acupressure session, as well as spa and massage.
That sounds relaxing.
I know, I really want it now. How about you, Cookie?
Mine is to learn about Ayurveda and receive treatment.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. To also understand the origins of sound and have a sound bath.
Ah, yes.
Walk with a mystic and maybe listen to stories of people who signed up for an ashram.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing.
Remember name.
Of course.
Oh, and drink masala chai all day, every day.
Yes.
That should set my spirits high.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, on poetry about wellness, which one would you recommend?
I found this poem, Apatheia, written by, and I hope I'm saying this person's name right, Povilas Borkovsky. Here goes. On behalf of the existence, we discover modern ways to reason our devastation. Grieve the grief while representing grieved. Three words became a rule while we continue to question our persistence. Love the loving while being loved. Sit down and inhale. Lay down and exhale. Empty your head from ominous thoughts. Proceed to breathe while unveiling the loss.
Wow.
How about you, Cookie?
I personally enjoyed reflecting on One Day at a Time by Nate Burleson.
Mm-hmm.
I also like The Guest House by Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
And What Do We Know by Mary Oliver.
Oh.
There's a part there where she states in the final stanza, my right hand was holding my left hand, which was holding the tree, which was filled with stars.
Wow.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, let's hear it from Yana Verbo Acosta with a poem on wellness, Chasing the West Wind.
Take me to the morning kisses that I only dream of. Lead me to a place where time is gone, dancing in the rain. Take me to wide open spaces, far across the skies. Slip into a daydream with me, and breathe me an oasis. Deep in the maze of your mindscapes, I come soaring. In the arcane labyrinth of you, I swim. Step into the sand and seas of this astral playground, embraced by the light that takes me away. Deep in the maze of your mindscapes, I come soaring. In the arcane labyrinth of you, I swim.
Marty!
Yes, Gookie!
What's with the history of wellness? We would love to know its origins.
According to globalwellnessinstitute.org and the paper Wellness Decolonized, the history of wellness and recommendations for the counseling field, Ayurveda, stemming from Hinduism, is the first recorded wellness practice beginning as an oral tradition and later recorded in the Vedas, the four Hindu spiritual texts. Practiced since 3000 to 1500 BCE, it is a holistic system that strives to create harmony with the body, mind, and spirit. Ayurvedic regimens are tailored to each person's unique constitution, their nutritional, exercise, social interaction, and hygiene needs, with the goal of maintaining a balance that prevents illness. People who practice Ayurveda use methods to keep the body, mind, and spirit in balance, including yoga, meditation, massage, special diets, and herbal remedies based on a person's body composition.
See, I'm right about Ayurveda.
Yes! Around the same time, traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, develops. Influenced by Taoism and Buddhism, TCM applies a holistic perspective to achieving health and well-being by cultivating harmony in one's life. The approaches that are often integrated within TCM include acupuncture, herbal medicine, qigong, and tai chi. But the use of the word wellness in the English language, meaning the opposite of illness or the state of being well or in good health, dates the 1650s, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. The earliest published reference is from the 1654 diary entry of Sir Archibald Johnston, quoted saying, "I, blessed God, for my daughter's wellness," spelled W-E-A-L-N-E-S-S-E. The first citation with modern spelling is from a 1655 letter from Dorothy Osborne to her husband, Sir William Temple, quoted saying, "You never send me any of the new phrases of the town. Pray, what is meant by wellness and unwellness?" How about you, Cookie?
Trivia.
Yes.
Did you know that Mary Oliver would hide pencils in trees so she could stop to write during her walks?
Wow, that's so proactive.
Oh, yes. She fancied herself the kind of old-fashioned poet who walks the woods most days, accompanied by a dog and notepad.
Oh, very clever.
Yep. Did you know that a special service involving whirling dervishes is held at Rumi's tomb in Turkey every year?
Oh, fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It happens every December 17, the anniversary of his death.
Oh.
Imagine witnessing it.
Yeah.
It could draw anyone into a trance.
That is true.
Next up, we have Ever Gladness with Surrender.
Once, I went to my mother complaining about episodes of nightmares. She used to say, "Whisper a prayer. Keep repeating it until it makes you fall asleep." Whenever heady perfume of lilacs disguised as unwellness visits me, I hurt myself. I whisper a prayer, "I love you, I love you, I love you," but my prayers won't help me. Instead, I would envision my shaky fingers sewing hooks of my shirt, being very particular about my uniform, even if it means to wear it to a birthday party I am not invited in. I think our bodies are strange places left behind when our boat wasn't that too strong to weather the sea of fate, but somehow, I missed the day when I didn't have to worry about how many pills I have to chew so I didn't fall asleep for too long. I have placed the empty spaces in my head, in the dusty corner of my heart, just to find reasons to stay alive. Trust me, I have tried. But my eyes can't seem to find resting. My mouth has become a graveyard of words I never had a chance to say to. And I know I am not easy to handle. I am a judgment of all my worries and apprehensions. I wish I can just breathe in my peace. See it as a carefully curated stained glass. I will stare for it for too long. Breathe. Some warm. Some melancholic. Some flowering in the abyss like night-blooming daisies. Breathe in peace. Exhale. Negativities. My mind is a savor of tragedy. An oceanic part of me stays there in completeness at times. My body, aching for the missing parts, my attacks make every speeding car a broken shield. I lose a part of me in the crush against the steering wheel. My uncertainties are the smell of the steam of the hot shower breaking my skin. It makes me soft until I break. But I am tired of feeling sorry for myself. So today, I surrender. I want to breathe in peace, exhale negativities, to move my body and center myself to defy gravity. Today, I surrender. I surrender all uncertainties to set my mind, to keep myself grounded, to become, be clear-headed. Today, I surrender. A war that is far from over. But with meditation, yoga, and poetry, believe me, I have an army of soldiers.
Marty!
Yes, Miss Cookie!
Who are your great examples of people who practice wellness?
On the top of my head, I'd say Jennifer Aniston and Russell Brand.
Oh, okay.
How about you?
To me, the Oprah Winfrey. She practices transcendental meditation.
Ah.
Also, Lady Gaga. She hosted a live 20-minute meditation on her Instagram in an attempt to spread love.
Oh, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And Sting, because his yoga practice keeps him young.
I am not surprised.
Yeah, it's his fountain of youth.
Aww.
Now, here's Ivy Cabato with a meditation. Just be.
Just be. Going back to you is just being. Just be. Relax now. Close your eyes and be in a comfortable position as we first focus on our breathing. In and out. Remove all negative thoughts, negative feelings, and emotions, unnecessary aches and pains, beliefs, programs, all that no longer serve us. Remember that going back to you is just being. Just be. Focus on your breath, in and out. In and out, seeing clearly all blockages unblocked, removed, released from all of you, and sent back to Source to be transmuted back into light and love. For going back to you is just being, just be. We now call upon God's Source, all soul guardian families, and all true light beings from across the multiverse, ascended masters, our ancestors, beloved departed ones, to assist us now as we make our sacred space safe and secure, that only love, light, and of good can penetrate, permeate, and are welcome here. See now, brilliant, crystalline, photonic light coming down direct from God's source to the top of your head, filling it and spreading slowly to your neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest area. Your heart. See it clearly, shining, brilliant, crystalline, and vibrant. Going further down to your back, stomach, pelvic area, buttocks, thighs, shins, calves, and feet. Remember, going back to you is just being. Just be. See now clearly this living light activating the sparks within each cell, magnifying it, vibrating, making your whole essence glow brilliantly. This light expands from all directions as you see it beam down, down to the center of the earth as you connect with Mother Earth. Feel the strong photonic light from God's source through all of you down to Mother Earth. This is going back to you, just being, just be. You have now come back to you fully, totally, and completely. Bask for a few moments in this wholeness, feeling loved and supported always. You now know that all you have to do is go back to you, just being, just be. Now, it is time to thank all who participated in this journey, including yourself. Remembering, we can always practice to pause and just be. With love and gratitude, we now slowly come back to the here and now. Slowly move your feet and hands, and when you're ready, open your eyes. You are now feeling more alive, whole, supported, loved, and connected to all, especially to you and to God's source.
We would like to thank Suzette Twasson-Rubio for her support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Suzette. Hi also to Ronald and Scruffy. With an open mind, envision the possibilities of words coming to light.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.